From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe ignored a demand from the ruling party that he step down by noon on Monday. Parliament is now expected to open impeachment proceedings against Mugabe on Tuesday. But as correspondent VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg, that process could be long, complex, and unsuccessful. She has reporting from Sebastian Mofu in Harare.
When Zimbabwe's military sent tanks into the capital and took Robert Mugabe into custody, it was clear they wanted a quick resolution to the growing discontent with the longtime president. But nearly a week later, with Mugabe refusing to resign and Parliament threatening to impeach him, they could be on a long and complicated path with a formidable opponent, Mugabe himself. Lovemore Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial, and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president.
Mugabe has never been one to shy away from a fight, and as the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever had, this is one he has spent decades training for. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The United States will redesignate North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. That move is meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the North's totalitarian government. President Trump spoke Monday at the White House. He said it should have happened years ago. He called the Pyongyang government a murderous regime. The move will be formally announced by the State Department on Tuesday. North Korea will join Iran, Syria, and Sudan on the list. This is VOA News.